Howdy, folks. Welcome back to Leave the Swamp, the TechSit podcast. Thanks for joining me and going on this journey investigating what it will take to, support, promote, initiate a peaceful and friendly separation. That's what we're all about here. That's the cause we're advocating here. So thanks for sticking in and coming back and listening to me ramble on about all this stuff that I'm pretty passionate about. Hopefully you can tell. Hopefully I sound pretty good. I'm using a headset for this one, so hopefully that'll come through. Just a reminder, I kind of always remind everybody to listen to this thing at 1.5 times because I'm told that I tend to speak slowly. So I don't know if that'll help or not, but that's kind of a segue into one thing I wanted to, or one of the things I wanted to talk about today, and that is recommended podcasts. So some of these will be related to this idea of secession, separation, independence. Some are just other interests that might interest you. I mean, if you think along these lines, then maybe some of them see that, or some of them are complementary in that case. But these are ones that I listen to. I consider them indispensable. So I tend to listen to them fairly regularly. I'll listen to podcasts in the morning, walking the dog. Always listen to podcasts in the car. Just to learn new things and, keep up to date on what's going on. Of course, your number one listen is this, Leave the Swamp. That goes without saying, even though I just said it. But after that, let's talk about some ones that are fairly related to this whole topic here. The one I like and very interesting is by the guy that whose book we're reading right now, and I'm reviewing the TechSit book. So that's Daniel Miller. He has a podcast called Texas News, where he goes over a lot of the things that are going on around the, well, one, Texas nationalist movement, which is what he's spearheads there. And of which I just joined the mailing list and probably go to my first meeting here pretty soon, see what it's all about. So you could check out if they're going to have like a meet up in your county. So go check that out, see what's going on there. But Texas News, very interesting. He breaks down a lot of interesting stuff around this whole topic. I listened to one yesterday about what are some of the other movements, secession movements in other states. And evidently, there's quite a few. And evidently, via various polls and such, there is quite the underground support for this whole idea. In a lot of these states, there's 20, 30% of people when polled say that they would support going independent, leaving the union in their particular state. So that's pretty inspiring. It's pretty hopeful. I'm glad to hear that. Another podcast recently I listened to was he was speculating on recent actions that Abbott has been taking, and that he's been traveling to other countries and in signing these economic mutual cooperation type agreements. And it's just a speculation, is this taking steps towards preparation to having diplomatic relations with other countries? Of course, Texas being part of the United States and delegating its diplomatic sovereign power to the federal government can't enter into treaties or conduct true diplomatic agreements and whatnot, but nothing that stops a governor from actually just going and talking to another country. So should the day come, and knocking on wood, and obviously we advocate that here, that Texas goes independent again, because, takes back its sovereignty that it has delegated to the federal government, then they'll need to do that again. So that was an interesting one. But anyway, so that's a good, interesting podcast called Texas News with Daniel Miller, worth listening to. Along the lines to kind of get your mind right about how to think about things, from my perspective, it's very much the whole Texit movement is based in the idea of, when it boils down to it, personal freedom, personal independence, personal responsibility. All those things are basic core tenets of what people tend to place the label of libertarianism on. I tend to come from the school more of like anarcho-capitalist capitalism. So basically, maximum freedom and respect for each other, the non-aggression principle, which is essentially summed up by the golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you, which basically means, don't do to someone else, don't do something to someone else that you wouldn't want them to do to you. So basically, it just means live and let live. Keep your hands off other people. Don't tell them what to do. Live your life. Let them live, and move on. That's essentially the non-aggression principle. Do not aggress against another person. So to listen to that sort of philosophy, I think the Tom Woods show is indispensable. Tom is a long-standing pillar of the libertarian movement and world, interviews a lot of fascinating and great people, where they underlying it all is basically an examination of freedom and libertarian philosophy. So that's very indispensable as far as refining your thoughts there and understanding whether your views on certain things are correct, essentially. More from a philosophical perspective. Someone else that's kind of sort of more or less from that area of the world, but gives an amazing analysis of history, particularly war between the states history, what led up to it, effects after it, and how those things have still reverberated through to today, history around the founding of the country, constitutionalism, etc. That would be the Brian McClanahan show. He is a history professor out in Alabama somewhere. I can't remember what school he teaches at. And part of an institute there that preserves Southern heritage, the Abbeville Institute. But a great history lessons, great podcast for you. He doesn't interview anybody, but he talks through issues of the day and puts them in perspective around history and constitutional how it affects how it should be viewed in a proper constitutional framework. What did the writers of the Constitution mean when they wrote the words, and how does that apply to this issue? So it's that's very interesting, a very interesting one to listen to as far as getting a good history background goes. And I'm going to put all these in the show notes, of course, so you will not be lost. Good ones around, say, foreign policy, because that's very important to get your mind right, get your head around, because it affects everything. Yeah, because whatever happens overseas, whatever happens the federal government does overseas, ends up affecting us greatly here at home. I mean, there you can see that right now. Look at all the money being wasted in Ukraine and wasted supporting Israel and all this that could be used here to defend our own borders, but it's not. Things like that. The pointless and waste of time and human treasure that invading Iraq and Afghanistan was. What a tragedy that was. Achieved nothing, actually made this country less safe. It again, it just pisses other people off when you go over there and you push them around and tell them what to do. So, couple ones that are really good to listen to for that sort of analysis is, well, the best one is the Scott Horton Show. Scott Horton Show. That one is by far the best. He's very comes from definitely the libertarian anarcho-capitalist perspective, but he's very anti-war, which I think is the proper kind of base to start from, and analyzes things from there, and actually gets down to the brass tacks of what's really going on, and what's going on behind the scenes. Tells things that, of course, you're never going to hear watching the normal news and everything, because that all the politicians in the definitely in the federal government, many in the state, but definitely in the federal and the national news is owned and controlled by the Israel lobby, the military industrial complex lobby, and I mean they all kind of embed together, so their slant is always pro war. So you gotta, whenever you hear anything from that, you always gotta understand that that's where they're coming from. So the Scott Horton Show is a good way to kind of see through that and get down to what's really going on. Lately, the Judging Freedom with Judge Andrew Napolitano has been a great one for this same purpose. He also, though, is very good on the Constitution. So they talk about constitutional issues as well, but those are two really good ones to go through and figure out as far as what's really going on in the foreign policy area. I do want to jump back to more of a philosophical podcast, and that's into the indispensable Doug Casey. So Doug Casey's take, the way he thinks about things is probably very almost exactly how I think about things, and it's entertaining too because he's an old curmudgeon that doesn't give a shit and will say it like it is. But it's very interesting because he's a very successful investor speculator, so you also learn a lot about that part of the world, investing, speculating, etc. But you also get a good philosophical foundation, philosophical grounding. So that's Doug Casey's take. Let's see, what else we got here? Well, while I'm talking about kind of investing and financial and economics and stuff, you have to listen to the Peter Schiff Show. That's one of the best where to learn about, to see through all the bullshit in the financial world. That's, well, and politics. He hits both, because one thing you understand is once you start thinking through all this stuff and your mind gets right and you start thinking from a libertarian type philosophy, politics and economics and finance, they're all intertwined. So you can't really separate them. So the Peter Schiff Show, he gets really good because he does a great job of explaining all these things as well, and gets to the brass tacks and cuts through the bullshit and gives you a good economic education from, like, a lot of these people, and they come from like the free market Austrian economics perspective, which is the only true economic philosophy. So you gotta so each one kind of has a different angle, but that's a good blend of education from those different angles, yet they all kind of touch each other. Let's see. What are some other good ones that I have on here that I listen to all the time? For self-reliance and personal independence, things of this nature, is one that Peter Schiff is aligned with, but it's called the Schiff Sovereign podcast. They don't come out very often, but they are very good discussions. So it's worth, and they're timeless, so it's worth going back and listening to a lot of those. Oh, some interesting kind of niche ones One really good one that I love listening to is Quoth the Raven, QTR podcast, Quoth the Raven. It's very much a financial podcast where the guy, he's hilarious, funny guy, breaks down a lot of this stuff. He also comes from the Austrian economic kind of perspective, but in a humorous way, has some good interviews on there, helps you see through the bullshit as well. With kind of a crude perspective, so that's a really good one to listen to for that kind of stuff as well. Let's see. For more firebrand, well, before I get to that, for a good, clean, wholesome analysis of political analysis on almost a daily basis, you have to have the Ron Paul Liberty Report in your queue, so you can get a good kind of overview, quick overview of what's going on from the great one, Ron Paul. So hopefully you know who he is without me actually explaining his presence and history precedes himself. So those are some one other very good kind of debate podcast talking about interesting issues, so you can see both sides, is the Soho Forum debates. Soho Forum, very good stuff. Good, interesting discussions on there. Let's see what else. Okay, so more esoteric, interesting things that I like listening to is, let's see, I got into, I've been kind of investigating, like, if you want to go down the rabbit hole of, I hate this term, but quote unquote conspiracy theories, really weird, esoteric kind of ideas, taboo things of that nature. You got, listen to Germ Warfare, Jerm, Germ Warfare. He's got some very interesting interviews in there about some stuff is really random, but it's interesting. It's worth opening your mind to things that may or may not be true, but who knows? They're interesting. And kind of along those lines of as well as the Fair Food Forager podcast, he gives some interviews about things that you may not have thought, never thought of, or considered. It's worth considering. Of course, the Corbett Report, James Corbett Report. He is very much a down the rabbit hole type guy. So, it's again, these would be worth listening to for getting a totally different perspective on what's possibly happening out there, true or not. But it's very interesting. Let's see, Dangerous History Podcast. It's few and far between, but it's really good. The guy, former history teacher, breaks down interesting periods in history and kind of walks through that type of stuff. Let's see. Another kind of esoteric one that I've started listening to lately. It's pretty interesting. It's called the Parallel Mike Podcast. He's kind of like Germ Warfare. They break down very off the wall kind of topics and dive into them to see, what the deal is or what they can find out. Let's see. What else do I have in here? Because this is all those take up a lot of time, podcast time. Some other ones, honorable mention. They have some interesting topics sometimes. The Jason Stapleton show. He's another kind of libertarian, but he's really good. This show's really good for talking through how do you create personal independence and freedom through personal creating business, like a business that will sustain you. So that's a really good one. James Altucher show is good. For interviews and breaking down interesting topics of the day. He does a pretty good job of being neutral and interviewing that type of stuff. Let's see, what else do I have in here? That's more or less it for now. Oh, I was going to mention the Firebrand analysis. Gerald Celente, trends forecaster. Very interesting. The guy is very passionate, and he pulls no punches. Very entertaining, but true. He's really good there. Oh, and then back on the foreign policy analysis, antiwar.com. That's a good one. They tell you what's really going on and cut through the bullshit of government propaganda, mainstream media propaganda, etc. So those are really a lot of the ones that I mean, there's others that I do, but then they get more very niche-y, like mining stock, education type podcasts, gold, silver type podcasts, things of that nature. But the ones that I mentioned, man, if you listen to all those within 6 months, if you listen to all those consistently within 6 months, your philosophy will change for the better for sure, but be a lot more correctly aligned with reality. It's probably the best way to put it. So yeah, I'll put all those that I mentioned in the show notes, so that'll help get you to where you need to go as far as that goes. So I would highly recommend putting all those in your queue, and when a new one pops up, if it interests you, listen to it. What you'll find for sure is from all these all together, you'll find out that there's a probably, I would imagine, even though you're listening to this, you're probably more inclined to understanding this stuff and believe and seeing past bullshit, but it'll open your mind even more to a much greater world of what's actually going on out there. So those are some of the ones that I would highly recommend. Take a look at them, take a look at them, and I hope you enjoy them. Just quick comment about some other things going on right now. The court system in this country is totally out of control. I'm looking at some things here on the Twitter about how Trump is on trial in New York, how he can't leave because he has to be in the courtroom, so he can't campaign over some bullshit non-crime. I mean, they're doing everything they can to prevent this guy from being reelected. And it seems like they're throwing everything at the wall that so they're see what'll stick. I think they're trying to stoke something, because if something happens between now and Election Day and he's not allowed to do this, or it's blatantly obvious that that thing's stolen, there's going to be some major shit that goes on in this country, and it's not going to be pretty. But as far as my perspective goes, I think what that will just do even more, if we do a good enough job of getting the word out, is to show how important it is for Texas to leave now and to Texas. There is nothing to be gained or to be had, or no longer to be gained by staying as part of this clown show out of Mordor, D.C. So pay attention to that. You have all these insane, psychopathic, evil idiots, politicians on the national level, on the, excuse me, the federal level, constantly advocating for war, trying to, say, attack Iran and all this stuff, when none of them seems to realize that Israel attacked sovereign Iranian territory and murdered their people. Just absolutely nuts. They're calling for World War III. This is stuff that the people of Texas, we got to get away from. We got to get out. Can't be pulled down into all this crap. So be aware of that. I'll do another one here where I get more into detail about a lot of that stuff. But just as you're listening to this, just know that these people are actively working against you and working to murder you, basically. So there is absolutely no reason to remain as part of this. It's actually insane on our part, yours and mine, to continue down this path and be part of this. So we got to get out as soon as possible. Oh my God, what is the deal here? I'm getting distracted here because I have this tweet up that's showing a tweet from supposedly Vice President Harris saying, I'm not sure how this is actually even constitutional for a president to, forgive student loan debt. Like, how is that even a constitutional thing? But there's this video on here showing this lady, and she has a jacket on that's half orange and half pink. I mean, who are these clowns? Everything going on right now is a clown world. It's 100% clown world. So anyway, keep aware of what's going on, and know everything you see, more or less, is a lie. It's propaganda. Everyone's bought. Every politician, you have to go in assuming every politician is bought and paid for by something. So just be aware of that before you even listen to what they say or start believing what they say or start analyzing what they say. Know they're coming from a position of being just a mouthpiece for whoever owns them and not from a position of actually doing what's best for their constituents. I would say that's 100% the case on a federal level, probably less so on the state level. So you got to go person by person there. But I would imagine most state level people that have any kind of federal government, massive federal government employee base or contractor base in their district, they're probably bought and paid for. So you gotta be careful with these people. Most of them are snakes in the grass, so be on the lookout for all that stuff. But with that, I'm going to kind of let y'all go. Gotta get to work. So take a look at those podcasts. Start listening to them. Give them some time. Give them some time investment. Listen to what they have to say. Start thinking about the philosophy they use to come out their conclusions, and see if it makes sense to you. See if it, is a good way to explain the way the world is, and not what the TV and the media is telling you that it is, or the government for sure. The propaganda coming out of the feds tells you that it is. Just remember, your number one enemy in this world is not Iran or Hamas or Russia. It's your own federal government, because they're the ones that actually affect your life in the most negative ways. So the key is for us to come together and to leave that abusive spouse, take our future in our own hands, and we'll have these arguments in Austin, not in Mordor against someone who doesn't give a shit and will continue beating us until the morale improves. All right, so with that, I will talk to y'all on the next one. Take care.